There may be even a few more that I don't remember, but they will all be welcome. We're so glad that you came too. Everybody might not be a Nelson, but we're all part of God's big family. You're part of God's big family too if you have accepted Christ as your Savior. So come on in, join us. This is Christmas.
Again this year, and the last one to fall this mountain of quilts while everybody else eats mom's cinnamon rolls. Do you smell them? This is a tradition in the Nelson family. All the cousins sleeping on the floor. My cousin Chris says it's just like the first Christmas, no room in the inn, but I don't think that's right. It might be crowded and anybody under 25 might be sleeping on the floor. But at Grandma and Grandpa's house, there is always room, even for people outside the family. Everybody is warm and comfortable. There is plenty of food to eat. Everybody gets a lot of presents, and we are surrounded by people who love us. On the first Christmas in Bethlehem, Mary and Joseph were far away from home. They probably didn't know anybody in Bethlehem. They were hungry and tired after their journey from Nazareth. They couldn't even get a room at the inn.
There's no bed for the wind. good. I finally have some space to work now that my cousin Janet is awake. She's always the last one to get up. See, around here, it might be another year and another Christmas, but some things are the same every year. The whole family comes to Grandma and Grandpa's house. Janet always sleeps late, and June bakes her yummy cinnamon rolls for breakfast. I can eat three by myself. My dad can eat five. And Grandma makes special ornaments for everybody. I'm only 10, but I've already got 10 ornaments from Grandma, one for each year. This year, Grandma asked me to write the year on her ornaments. I'm supposed to have one for everybody in the family and 7 for the extra guests. Let's see. Mom and Dad, Grandma and Grandpa, Brandon, Aunt June, and Uncle Jim, Jimmy Jr., Jordan, Justin, Janet, Joanne, Great-Grandma Nelson, one for you, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for the other guests. But there's one left over. Who did I leave out? Okay. 7 for all the guests, Mom and Dad, Grandma and Grandpa, Baby Brandon, Aunt June and Uncle Jim, and the 5 J cousins, Great-Grandma Nelson, and me. I forgot to make one for myself. Grandma said everybody gets one, no matter how old or young, because Christmas is for everybody. That's because Jesus came for everybody. Everybody means me, too. I've got to get busy. Do you want to help me?
Goodness, girl. Let me take a look at you. Where did your mother get all this stuff? We got a baby's first Christmas bib, baby's first Christmas socks, even a baby's first Christmas shirt. Look at that. We have a baby's first Christmas ornament on this tree. Do you see this? And look at there. There's even your picture with Santa Claus in a my baby's first Christmas frame. Wait. I don't see baby's first Christmas on your diaper. missed marketing opportunity there, huh? You know, Maylee, this is not just another Christmas for you. It's your very first one. Did you know that you slept in the same bed I slept in when I was a baby? You know, Maylee, you've been really blessed. When baby Jesus was born, he didn't even have an old bed to sleep in. He had to sleep in a manger.
Dad is going to love his gift. I'm sure he won't be able to guess what's inside before he opens it this year. I think we finally got him a present that he will really like. Every year he makes a game out of guessing what's inside each present, and guess what? He's usually right. But he'll never guess this one. It's a telescope. Yeah, my young son Justin made a model of the planets for a science project. When Dad saw it, he remarked that it would be fun to have a telescope to see what the planets and stars really look like. So this year, we all chipped in and bought him a telescope. But if I know Dad, he'll study the star map all afternoon. Then he'll have the whole family and gather them up and carry them outside looking for constellations. None of us are astronomers. More than likely, we'll never know if we are looking at the right stars. But the star that shone when Jesus was born was truly an outstanding star, a real dazzler. It was so bright that the wise men followed it all the way to Bethlehem. I wonder if we can see that star tonight.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim.
Long have gone, and guiding the wise men on their way unto the place. Well, it's Christmas again. And I guess I ate too much. So I guess I'll just sit down a while. Guess you're wondering how I guessed what my presents was. It was easy. I got two ugly ties from my sister in Nebraska. She sent the same thing every year. This is a box of chocolate. I knew what it was because you smelled it through the wrapper. I knew the heavy one was a telescope because I made sure that my daughter June heard me tell my grandson it would be fun to have a telescope. It will be fun. I've already been studying the stars. The map that came with it. But look at this. I didn't guess this. I still can't believe it. My very own star. This certificate says there's a star named after me, Herbert G. Nelson. They said they found it on the internet. Said there's a verse in the Psalms that says God gives every one of them a name. I can hardly wait until it gets dark. I want the whole family to go outside and take a look at old Herbert G. Nelson. But I'm not the only one that had my own star. Jesus had his very own star, too. Mine is just a small pinprick on the map. The star that appeared when Jesus was born lit up the whole sky. It should have. It was announcing to the whole world that the Savior had been born.
Your Christmas at the Nelson's house. We certainly enjoyed your visit. We hope you will come again next year. We will be right here. Grandchildren sleeping on the floor. June's fresh baked cinnamon rolls for breakfast. And Herbert guessing what he got for Christmas. But most of all, we'll celebrate the Savior's birth. After all, we're part of his family.
So awesome this time of the year. The last several Christmas programs and cantatas, and boy, didn't the young people, we hated to follow them tonight, but young people, they set the bar so high. I could not believe it. And we're just like, oh no, we've got to follow them. And here we are. We didn't exactly reach our goal of memorizing everything, but We learned the songs to the best of our ability, and I had a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun in the choir. Even though we work hard, we have a lot of fun. And, you know, all the fun is great at Christmas time. There's a lot of people who play those Dirty Santa gifts, which, you know, that means stealing gifts from one another, and it's a little fun thing a lot of people do. And a lot of people do gag gifts this time of the year, as well as serious gifts. And you know, when I think about, we had a relative just like Brother Herbert was portraying that could guess everything, you know, and they just took all the fun out of it because they could guess what they were getting. But, you know, I think the young people, and Ethan played the part of Uncle Yuletide, and how that he so aptly put it, who would have thought at that time? I think it did catch the world. It didn't catch a few off guard, but Jesus' birth really caught a lot of people off guard. Now, for this evening's two-minute message, I want to say this. If Jesus' birth caught the world off guard, did you know that he's coming back again? And his return is promised in the Bible. And if the birth surprised some folks, did you know the Bible predicts, it does predict it, that he'll come as a thief in the night, and he will catch a lot of people off guard. Now the Bible says that it doesn't have to catch you off guard. Matter of fact, it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, but to you, brethren, you do not walk in darkness as other men walk, and that time will not catch you as a thief in the night or by surprise. And so I want to ask you tonight, we're not going to have an invitation, but I guarantee you, like I've preached since I've been here, God's invitation is always open. If you don't know him, matter of fact, let me put it this way. If Jesus were to come back tonight, would you be here? Would you go with him, or would you be left behind? The Bible says that two will be out in the field, one will be taken, the other left. The Bible says two will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken, the other left. That was Jesus speaking in Matthew 24, and he said this, I want to tell you about it. It's going to catch some by surprise. And so I hope and pray that you're ready for his return. I hope and pray mostly that I know that if you are saved, that you're going to have a home in heaven. But just because you're saved doesn't mean you're living for the Lord. So I hope you're living for him. I hope you're witnessing for him.